producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The secret to having a good day is listening to Doug's Good Day program. How about that? How can you go wrong here with all these exciting people? Jennifer Horn's on the air with me. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug likes to bring you a good day. Costco. Guess what?
What?
Richie?
Yeah.
You and I are into cars. I don't know that I bring... Jennifer is not necessarily into cars. Whenever we talk about cars, her ears glaze over.
Yeah, I sort of start to drool a little.
Last year, guess how many cars Costco sold last year?
Oh, when you go in and you see that you can go to the dealership and get a X discount. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they were responsible for sending to the dealership a million customers.
No, not that good.
Okay.
465,000 vehicles.
That's a lot.
Were sold through Costco and auto dealers. The partnership, on average, showed a 16% discount buying the car from Costco off of the sticker price.
Mm.
What is that? What's the normal? When you go into a dealer, let's say
it
says $46,000, there's about $8,000.
Right, there's about a 15-16% markup.
Right, yeah. So that's really bringing it down to the bare bones for the dealers.
They're giving that away at the dealer anyway nowadays.
That much?
Sure. They don't make
really?
Any money on these cars.
Huh. Not the kind of cars I buy.
I had my Lexus dealer tell me that they don't make any money on selling cars anymore. It's all on service.
It's all on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much educated consumers have killed the car sales part of the car business
by using the tools that are available on the internet, on the web.
Yeah, yeah. So now nobody makes, because I'm going to go to five different places and compare prices on the same car. So to get your business, I'd pretty much have to sell you the car at or below cost and hope that you will be a return customer to my service department.
Okay, so then how does this work for Auto Nation? I've been by, they have Car Nation, Auto Nation, all these. Auto Nation last year sold 500,000 cars. And as best I know, they don't really have a service department in those places, do they? Is Auto Nation and the stores that they have, there's a big Car Nation going up in my area. And it looks like they're trying, and there's another one I saw, it took over an old dealership that had plenty of service bays. But I don't see these places doing a lot of service, frankly. Because what do you do if you buy a car, let's say, because these people buy them all out of the auction. Richie, let's explain in a minute or so how this works. They go to the auctions. They buy late model cars.
Used cars you're still going to make a profit on because there's no set price. There's not a factory.
So they have to be good. They have to be sharp buyers in order to make money. That's what they do. They go around. There are these. How many are there in Framingham? We have
Mannheim is the big company, and they have, I don't know, 20 some auctions around.
Odessa, Odessa's got four or five. One of them is in Framingham, in the old GM plant. They bring the cars in. They do hundreds of them every week. They rehab them. They clean them up. Thousands, and I don't know how many that thousands around the country, and then they sell them. So this is sort of explain how the trade-in value works. For example, when I traded in my last Rover for the one I have now, I got pretty much what I paid for, but I didn't have it that long because the
they take the average prices of the cars that go through the auction, and each week black book.
But how do they decide? It's just what people think, whatever the buyers think that they're worth, based on what?
Based on what they're doing at the dealership. So if I go to a dealership and I can, I know that they are selling your Range Rover for $40,000, let's say. and yeah. it's in average condition, which means it's in good condition, you know, maybe a couple little you know, things here or there. What I will do is I know that he can sell it for 40 grand. He's going to need to spend $800 to get it ready, so we back it up to 39.2, and I'm going to have to, it's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars to get it there, so I back it up to 39. I want to make $500, so I'm going to bid up to $38,000 on it. Hope that I get it for that, and that leaves me a little bit to take to the dealer.
Not much room, though.
Hey, I'll try to buy it for $36,000 and see if I get a $2,000 profit, but it just usually doesn't happen.
Right. So anyway, it's very interesting to look at all of these things. I have the story, by the way, at DougStefan.com about where to buy cars, how to buy them, the dealerships that Costco is in association with. They have, in last month alone, they moved 58,000 cars. Their tightest relationship is with the General Motors brands, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, because they want to promote, and Costco wants to promote. So that's how. So if you want to buy a new car that's a GM car, cheaper than probably you can get it anywhere, can you go into the dealer and say, okay, I went to Costco,
yes.
and they said they sold me the car. They go to the dealer and say, I want you to match this price.
Yes.
Or what's the point of that? Why would you match it? Well, I don't even understand that advertising. Why would you ever want to match them? I'm not gonna, so you got to cut the price by a couple of bucks in order to get you to come. I can't see why people would go, we'll match any dealer's price. Well, screw you. I'm going to go to the other guy who gave me the best price to begin with. You didn't give it to me. He did. So what am I going to go to you for? You're going to match the price that you wouldn't match before?
There's a term in the car business called the B-back bus. And this is from my dad in the 70s in the car business. The B-back bus has been around and it still is. Thank you for your information, Mr. Car Salesman. I'll be back. Okay, great. And we'll send the B-back bus for you because we know they never come back. They never come mm-hmm. back. They take my information to the next dealership, use it to get a cheaper price, and why come back to me when somebody else beats my price?
Yeah.
So you have to get them when they're there. If they don't, they will never come back to you.
Yeah. They walk out the door, you're done with them.
You're done.
Yep.
You'll never see them again.
All right. So if you're interested in buying a new car, you may want to go to Costco. If you don't belong to Costco, this is not an ad for them, but maybe you need to join. It's 14, well, no, actually only 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce, because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So if you have a smartphone, Jennifer, you have a smartphone. Richie's got a smartphone.
My phone's smarter than yours.
My phone is super smart.
Really? My phone's smarter than your
genius level.
Phone.
Actually, my phone's the same smartness as yours. It's just the operator.
All right, so you have iPads, you have iPhones.
Yes.
You have your iWatch. Hope that one of them will work No. All right. So what do we do with these? Most of us use our smartphones when we're out to dinner with friends, family. You know, instead of engaging in human interaction, it depends on the restaurant. Some restaurants, again, I won't use. I actually did talk on the phone yesterday morning at breakfast, but I don't want.
Peanut gallery's talking.
Yeah, the
that is my pet peeve when you're out to dinner, out to breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, and you turn, you see a table, yeah. And both people at the table are on their phones. It's like they're mm-hmm. texting each other
right.
or something. I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Why did you go out to dinner?
All right, so. Why did I go out to dinner?
Right. No, if two people are sitting at a table.
Right. Why is it not going to interact? What's the point? Right. So IKEA has unveiled an invention to get you to unplug during mealtime. Story at DougStefan.com. It's a special hot pot table that's powered by smartphones. So it requires everybody at the table to surrender their devices and place them below the pot. If somebody removes the phone, the heat drops and the food will not get cooked. Something new you can buy at IKEA.
Weird,
but
I'm
creative,
like it.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize there was that much energy coming out of those things. Can't be good for you. You're too close to them. I wouldn't have thought. Huh?
There isn't.
You're what? So you think this is a ruse?
I think it's a gimmick.
It's a Ted ruse?
It's fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He won another
so
one.
We have a new, speaking of something that's fun, there's a new smart pill on the market from a startup drug company. When you've taken it, the smart pill knows you have taken it. This is we look around the world at how much is being monitored. Who thought that now, is this going to be the government? Is this the same thing is the government tracking us wherever we go.
So now, a pill that
when
knows
you get
if you've taken
a
it.
Pill,
right?
Yeah, right. You know, it's so when you are prescribed ABC vitamins or not vitamins. Let's just say some kind of a drug. Let's say Lipitor for your blood pressure. They're going to put little chips in the pill so that the doctor knows that you've taken the pill. They are going to.
You can't double your dose by accident because, you know, sometimes you forget if you take it or not. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this is on the heels of that story yesterday about the tattoo that you could apply to your body and it will monitor all of your physical symptoms. It will monitor your finances. I mean, it's just creepy, sort of.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
I didn't hear that one.
Well, tattoo that you put on your arm. And it gives you constant monitoring of your vital signs. They say you don't even have to go for your physical anymore because it does everything the doctor does. But then the other element is you can store all your financial information on there, which has always got my crazy mind thinking that this is the new crime. Someone's going to come and chop your left arm off to get your tattoo, you know?
Good. Right. Well, that was in that movie that Justin Timberlake was in about Time. Wasn't that what they did? They used to chop people's limbs off, and I remember something vaguely about it. It was a weird movie, and I was very surprised Justin Timberlake was in it. But
that's
it was
why
about
I don't like
time
the thumbprint thing, you know. How much is my thumb worth to you?
Yeah, right. Chop
or
it off.
The eye scan? Hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a new idea to get rid of drones. The Dutch National Police partnering with a training company. The training company is using eagles. They're teaching eagles how to pluck drones from the sky. You following me? The police partnering with this company that trains eagles. They're training the eagles to fly around and when
That's
they
weird.
See a drone, to grab them. Good Lord.
Good luck catching mine.
What's in it for the eagle?
Well, the eagle
gets
is
fish.
Trained. It's trained. Yeah, it probably gets the reward of fish or something.
Fish.
They bring it back.
I'll take that eagle out of the sky. You got a shot.
Well, you're going to either shoot the eagle or shoot the drone down. Listen to you insensitive so-and-sos.
I'm going to put a GoPro on mine and I'm going to post it on YouTube.
Good for you. Congratulations. Ca-ca. 21 after the hour on the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, music time here on Good Day, 23 after the hour. We're going to bring you debut music from this week, starting in 1985. Bryan Adams appeared on the scene for the first time with this song called Somebody. Started at number 59, went to number one on the rock charts again this week, 1985. Who remembers Bryan Adams and Somebody?
Yep.
Crank it up, Richie.
Love it.
Right, so this is a good tune. Did well for him. This is debut music now, not the hits, but they're on their way to becoming hits. John Cougar Mellencamp. This is a great song. Debuted this date, 1986. Rock. R-O-C-K in the USA. Started number 54, peaked at number one. Let's see. What else do you have to say about this? Just crank it up with you. Don't say it. Things for itself.
Side of the family, such a fight of the friends. With the poppins in the head and their little money in the hand.
Like a drum in this.
Come on, black and come on, white. And then you're proud to sweep on the floor tonight.
Drum notes on a sheet of music, or these
yes,
guys have to feel their way?
No.
Actually, no.
There's sheet music for drums, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I was wondering how that works. Here's a good pop star, Stevie Winwood, from this date, 1987. The song debuted at number 95, went to number one. The Finer Thing. Go ahead, Richie.
I've been saying,
this guy's voice always
sounds good.
He writes most of his own songs. Got stories in him, too.
He writes them and performs them all back in these days. And then now the new albums he's doing again. He's the only guy on the whole album singing, playing every single instrument.
Really? Oh, yeah. Like the Carpenters used to do all their own.
Yep, he does everything.
He used to play all the instruments. Can't
well, funny thing about Steve Winwood is I've background. Seen him like three times in the past 10 years. He will not play a song from the 80s. Will not. hates it, refuses to do it.
Really?
Nope.
You wouldn't hear this if you went to a concert of his, because this was 1987.
He does all the 60s stuff, and he'll do the new stuff, but he will not
do it. He's a jerk. That's what made him famous. I don't understand why he wouldn't do it.
No. He was famous. Well,
the only reason I know him. What a loser.
Well, yeah, no, to a generation, absolutely. Jerk.
All right, let's keep moving here. New music from this date, 1988, George Harrison.
You don't remember this?
No.
This was a big deal. It's about
it went to number two.
Yeah.
Rock charts.
You can guess what it was about.
The Beatles. Fab Four. We was fab. The Bangles. You'll like this one if you haven't heard it for a while. 1989 was the year. This song. Debuted this week in 89. Yeah, Vienna Hop, number 56, went to number one. It's a, it's a nice, kind of sweet song. Go ahead, crank it up, Richie.
Jennifer's favorite.
Ugh. He's a jerk.
Phil Collins. I don't think he's a jerk.
He'll play the hits.
Wish It Would Rain. This is debut number 71 this week, 1990.
I think he's a jerk because I saw him at concert at the Hollywood Bowl and it rained and you would have thought this guy was falling.
He would sing this song?
He had such a fit. He walked off stage early. He ended the concert early.
I wish you had time to keep going here. Are we done?
No, we can keep going. One more.
All right. Perfect. Crank this puppy up. London Beat. I've Been Thinking About You. Debuted at number 52, then screamed up to number one. Didn't take much time at all. This is 1991 music. Come on, Richie. Let's get still for this. Move your feet, move your legs, move your butt, move your shoulders back and forth. Listen to me like I know how to dance.
Or hey, you're an aerobics instructor.
Who knows? Dancing yesterday.
That would be a Zumba instructor.
Yeah, I would be a Zumba. I'd be a good Zumba instructor.
Yeah.
No doubt, yes. That'd be great. My next calling is to be a Zumba instructor. Yeah. You see that video of 11. Film 50. Where are we? 29 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, you can review many of the things that we talk about at Steffen.com. The nuance, the spin that we put on it might not be exactly the same as what appears in picture and in print. So, the resolve to that, Richie,
is
to go to the archives and listen. You could have Doug Steffen in your ear all day, every day.
It's fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All Doug, all day. What's wrong with that? Perfect.
It's a hoot.
It is a hoot. Walmart.
I love when you talk to us.
Really? Instead of with you? Is that what that's about? Walmart ordered to pay $31 million by a federal jury in New Hampshire. $31 million bucks to a pharmacist who claimed she was fired because of her gender and in retaliation for complaining about safety conditions at Walmart. Story at DougSteffen.com. I'm going to check this out. Be in New Hampshire for the primary. I'm going to do the program from there next Monday and Tuesday. And we'll be in Concord and Manchester. Concord, this is where...
Do you actually know where you're going to be?
I'm going to be in the Red Roof Inn, I think. I know I'm going to be in a hotel. I can't remember where. I'll look at it. When I drive up there on Monday morning, I'll know where I'm going.
And that's where all the candidates go through. Is that the Red Roof Inn?
Anybody who's trying to get a vote in Canada, good, Doug.
Oh, so Ted Cruz will be there.
Right.
Yes, that'll be there.
Republican from Alberta.
The Cuban-Canadian.
That's what we want, is a Cuban-Canadian as president of America. Woo-hoo!
Hey, it does well for foreign relations, you know. At least you got Cuba and Canada.
Yeah, Canada, we got some real big issues going on with them.
All right, so the plaintiff is Maureen McFadden, Richie.
Really?
Anyway,
5-day trial.
Had a family member hit her.
Claimed the Walmart used her loss of a pharmacy key as a pretext for firing her. She was 47 years old. She'd been there for 13 years. She says she was fired in retaliation for her raising concerns that customers at the Walmart store in Seabrook, New Hampshire, where she worked, were getting prescriptions filled improperly because of inadequate staffing.
So this moron lost a pharmacy key? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, that's why she was fired. That's what they say.
That'll do it.
No. I'm a woman. They fired me. They wouldn't have fired a man for doing that. She said that Walmart disciplined her. They also had a problem with a male pharmacist who did the same thing. He lost his pharmacy key, and they didn't fire him, but they fired her.
See, they both got to go.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker when you're a pharmacist and you lose your key, man.
Got to cover your
tracks. Problem.
Fire the homeboy, too. That's the way it works.
Well, when you say lost the key, that's all the drugs, right?
Yeah. What an idiot. Both of them. Out. Get him out of here. Roll back pricing. You better demote him to be the greeter at the front of the store. What, they're going to give away the key to the Walmart, too? I mean, come on.
Give him some sweatpants. He'll be
working at the Subway.
Jeez.
Okay. So
how do you get a job somewhere else? Why did you leave your last position? Oh, I lost the key to the pharmacy.
It's almost as good as the cop who left his automatic weapon up on the roof.
Yeah,
in the back of the car and drives off.
Automatic deal breaker.
Did he get fired? I don't think he got fired, did he?
If he didn't, he should have.
You got to fire that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so. All right, anyway, let's see what we have here for parents who drive their students to school. Richie, does Janet ever bring the two children to school?
Occasionally.
How far are they?
Yeah, it's a mile and a half.
Yeah. So she brings them once in a while?
Yeah, no, usually they take the bus.
They do, okay. Mm-hmm. So, if she drives them, does she get dressed or does she stay in her pajamas?
I think she usually gets dressed, but I wouldn't put it past her to go in her pajamas. If it's just a trip up to the school and back.
You know, he's so sure. He's like, I think she gets dressed.
No, I would say in general she gets dressed, I could absolutely see her taking the kids up in her pajamas.
Really? Does she wear pajamas?
Yes. She does.
She does.
No, she takes the kids to school naked.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Wrong panties, Doug.
Perf.
There was a woman who lived in our neighborhood who had, when I was a kid, she had horses, and they were kept across the street from where I lived and the farm across the street that I spent so much time on as a kid, and now where my house is that I am moving out of in a few months. Anyway, her name was Montgomery. What was her first name?
Becky.
Gloria, I
Elizabeth.
Think. No. Anyway, this woman had a problem with alcohol. But she had some great horses,
Hilda.
And she'd come up with a cure for the heaves, which is a big problem for horses. And
so for alcoholics.
Can I finish the story at least? So she used to drive around, and she had a Pontiac convertible. It was
and you always knew when she was close, because you'd hear,
No.
Driving the bus.
It's into the going to the side of the wall in a moment here. She was usually naked. The point I was trying to make with the story was she was usually
now you told me she's naked, heaving, and drunk, and she likes to hang out with horses. All right. And we don't really know her
fun
name.
Women.
The point of this story brings me around to a letter that was sent home with the students at a school in Darlington, England. The head teacher of the school, Kate Chisholm, sent a letter home that reads as follows, quote, "I've noticed there has been an increasing tendency for parents to escort children to and from school whilst," that's very British, "still wearing their PJs and on occasion even slippers. Could I please ask and will require that when you are sending your children to school or escorting them, you please take the time to be dressed appropriately in day wear that is suitable for the weather." So what I read into this is that they're bringing their children to school, they're walking them to school in their pajamas. The principal says no more. Here is Jessica Wakefield. You're going to love the British spin on this. She works for On Demand News in England.
Pajamas. Not the most obviously offensive item of clothing, but the head teacher of this school in Darlington has taken offense at the nightwear being worn during the day. The head teacher of Scone Park Academy has issued a stern warning to parents, requesting they stop coming to school in pajamas and dress more appropriately. Despite the anger from some parents at the school, Mrs. Chisholm has said that she's received a largely positive response on an issue that she says ultimately boils down to aspiration and committing to a routine.
All right. So you think this is a problem only in England? Guess again. Here's a report from a television station in Florida.
It is a story everyone is talking about. Do parents need a dress code at school? It's a topic that now Palm Beach County school officials plan to discuss. This all came about in Broward when officials there said parents are setting a bad example for kids when they pick them up or drop them off wearing pajamas, saggy pants, even risque clothing. Does the school system have any right to tell you what is and is not acceptable attire at school or school-related events?
So is this too far? Is this too much involvement? Schools telling parents they can't bring their children to school if they're wearing pajamas or other inappropriate attire. Let's say your mother is a belly dancer and she's on her way to work.
Or
to change.
It's the afternoon in Florida, and she was laying out in the front yard with the
bikini. Right, she could be on the beach, getting a little sun.
I just am sad that we even have to have this conversation. Like, shouldn't we know what's appropriate to wear in public?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Am I an idealist?
Maybe we should, but how many people do you know who dress appropriately for
any given
event? Yeah, you do. You actually are very good at that. Richie's
I don't know. Some of your outfits could be seen as inappropriate for picking up a kid from school.
Give me a break.
I'm hung out with you in Vegas.
Give me a break.
This one. All right.
Yeah.
So here's the latest good news from the internet. Retired police officer decided that he wanted to keep the... Marietta, Ohio police said that this guy had retired. They were going to put his partner, the dog, his canine partner, to sleep. What are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? What are you, nuts? Anyway, the officer's name was Matthew Hickey. Said he was going to retire, assumed that his dog Ajax would come to live with him because he's lived with him for all the years that he's worked with him. He considers the dog a family member. There was a bond between them. He said, I would hate to lose my buddy. There was a catch, though, because the city is saying the dog is their property. The Ohio state law says an enforcement officer who leaves an equine or canine gives the dog up. The dog or horse gets assigned to another to another officer if he's fit for duty. But the chief said, this dog's old, we got to put him asleep. Not at rest. So Hickey found out that the chief rejected his offer to buy the dog. The police chief still said no. So what? Apparently this became local fare for a lot of conversation in Marietta, which is in southeastern Ohio along the Ohio River. And so the townspeople raised $3,500 and gave the city, the police department, $3,500 so this guy could take the dog. And by the way, the dog property of the city, even though they had said he was too old to serve, they were going to keep him because they paid to have him. This is, what a ripoff this is. What kind of stupid thinking is this? You're going to put the dog to sleep. So the dog costed $3,500 to train. So give it to the guy who used it most. Maybe he'll help you from time to time, and he won't charge you for it when it comes to crime. Especially if he's any good at it. It looks to me like the dog was pretty good at it. So anyway, a change.org petition collected 22,000 signatures. Facebook users took to the city of Marietta's page and crashed it. That's what happens. You get these people that love dogs. We're getting into this whole world. This is part of what I'm doing here in Palm Beach. There's a seminar that we have attended.
Palm Springs.
About what I say? Palm Beach? Sorry, Palm Springs. that is basically about communication with animals, the value of animals, how the human value, which we think is higher than anybody else, may not be. In fact, we're on a run. We can communicate more readily with each other, but how well do we do with that? Look at the problems in the world that come about as a lack of not being able to communicate. And look at how the animal kingdom gets along. You always know where you stand. The dogs always know where they stand with the other dogs, right? They smell them, and then they put them into a category. And if they don't like them, they chase them away. Maybe they have a fight with them, but they're done.
So like
horses
talk
the same
radio
way.
Conference.
Horses, cows, yeah, it's like a talk radio conference. Mm-hmm. Cows have there's always a boss cow, always a leader of the herd. There's a boss horse, too. But they understand the hierarchy, and they get along. They can make it work. But human beings don't seem to be able to do that, and that's part of what we're learning here. But the other thing is the value of a dog like this, and how neat it is that the people came to the rescue. So the city passed the dog over last Friday to this guy, and he's a happy character. GoFundMe. Wait a minute. That was started at $3,500.
Yeah, they
I
made
just saw
50
this.
Grand.
I didn't see this before.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Yeah, huge amount.
Wow. But they're going to auction the dog off instead of paying, and instead of giving him to this guy. What a bunch of...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. I think what I heard was, it's probably not in the best interest of the dog to have him auction. This guy's going to get the dog, though. But look at all this huzzerai for not any really good reason. 47 past the hour here on Good Day.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today.
Insight Daily Radio. Rod Nordland is an international correspondent at large for the New York Times and just released a new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing is a riveting story that puts a human face of the ongoing debate about women's rights in the Middle East. We spoke with him about the book.
There is no worse place in the world to be a woman, and nothing shows that more clearly than I think the practices of how marriages are arranged. They're arranged by the father, almost always. Sometimes the mother might have a little bit of input, but mostly it's the father. They're arranged often even in absence of the bride. The marriage will actually take place legally with only her father and a couple witnesses present. She doesn't even have to be present. In fact, normally she isn't, because she doesn't really have any say in it. And nothing indicates more strongly than that practice just how much women are viewed as possessions. You know, you would no sooner think you'd have to have your car present to sell it to somebody than you would think you'd have to have your daughter present to sell her in marriage to someone. In any case, he felt it was his prerogative to decide who she would marry. She was a very pretty woman, and he felt that she would be a profitable marriage to make. And that was for him to make. There was no money in marrying Zakia to Ali, because his family had no more money than Zakia's family had.
That's author Rod Nordland on his new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet, the true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing, which has just been released.
Inside. All right, I have the final figures in from 2015 on the legal sale of pot in America.
Yes.
The business is booming. Sales exceeded $5.5 billion. This is legitimate retail sales. Medical, adult, consumer sales. Growth in consumer sales, however, up a lot higher than what comes from the medical, in other words, recreational marijuana use is way up, way, way, way up. Voters like here in California are going to take up the issue this year, Jennifer. You figure it's going to pass?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah? Yeah. Pot's supposed to be a lot stronger now than it used to be. All right, anyway, I wanted you to be the first to know in your neighborhood so all the rest of the kids will learn from you about pot sales. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, and in a moment we're going to focus on the return of Circuit City, which some people say is a big flat zero nothing, nobody cares, and others are pretty excited about it. Let's find out why and what's going on in a moment here on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, let's get at the return of Circuit City, Jen. Let's see. The first thing I thought about was the Circuit City commercial from about 20 years ago.
Push it, click it, press it, click it, tune it in, turn it on. This is what you watch it on. Any way you work it, integrate your circuit at the city. Circuit City.
Come to the place to welcome technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City. Press
services, state of the art.
The future at your fingertips. Get all the right connections. Punch a key and you can see the new video directions. We can turn your car into an audio star with the one you want or the way you want.
At Circuit City, trained sales counselors are one of the reasons we get higher customer satisfaction ratings than any other specialty home electronics and appliance chain.
A gadget and a gizmo for electric machismo. Some amplitude for the radical dude. We're tuned into your attitude.
Come to the place to welcome technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art.
Remember the single?
I used to sing it when I was a kid.
Commercial aside, Circuit City filed for bankruptcy, about 8 years ago, I think. And they're going to open a new store in Dallas. They are trying to figure out, according to what I've read, they have their plans. Here is a tech reporter named Kim Horscher talking about the people that are putting this all back together again at Circuit City.
Two retail veterans, Albert Liniando and Ronnie Schmoll, bought up the rights to Circuit City's brand from IT firm Systemax recently. And Systemax, they're not the first one to hold it either. This is the third launch for Circuit City now. So the plan is to start launching stores next year, probably in Dallas. And this comes after launching a website in June, hoping to do certain direct sales and also work through third-party marketplaces like Amazon, Walmart, and eBay, followed by Sears, Jet, and Rakuten. And then they would do fulfillment through their own distributors and then some other ones as well. This is aimed directly at millennials, according to Twice.com, is it the nostalgia factor? Do millennials love nostalgia that much that they're willing to do this? So the plan is to build a bunch of very small stores centrally located in different areas. There is a mock-up of what that would look like. And it does look a lot like how you would remember Radio Shack stores looked. And that's no mistake. It also looks like a cell phone store. And that is because they are being built by the same fabricator behind AT&T and Verizon carrier stores.
Remember when I said yesterday, Jennifer, this is Radio Shack for kids. This is a revival. What they ought to have done is by the radio. I know what's the logo or the name Circuit City never meant anything to me. I was not. Huh. Best Buy means something to me. Circuit City never meant. I never went to a Circuit City. I can't remember ever going to a Circuit City.
A lot nearby where I live. So I used to go to Circuit City with my dad a lot.
Really?
Oh, so drag me
what, they, what being. You hear people like yesterday, McFadden said, this will never work. Those companies. All they've done is buy the name. If the people that were associated with it before have no connection to it whatsoever, they just sold the name so that it can be used. Now, does that help sometimes in branding? If they're going after a whole new market, it may be smart because doesn't Circuit City sort of say what you're trying to sell? You're involved in all this technology, circuitry, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that they have. You know what? Rather than take them all apart, wish them good luck. Wish them the best. This would be good for America if we have another competitive technology store in the technology sector. So I wish them well. Good luck to Circuit City and their.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.